हाँ जी मैं करूंगी आपके लिए, आपके
ठीक है। तो धन्यवाद काका, और जिससे बात करके आपको और यहाँ सभी जो जितने भी उपस्थित भाई बहन है सबको परमेश्वर पिता का भरपूर अनुग्रह आशीष और मेरी तरफ से प्यार भरा नमस्कार।
God bless you all, and it's so great to be here in this fellowship with everybody. And my greetings and love to everybody on this fellowship.
मैं गवाही बताऊंगा, अभी फिलहाल का गवाही है और
I would
बहुत
share a testimony that recently happened, something that recently happened.
जो परमेश्वर का योजना है और उनके योजना के अनुसार हमारा ये नेपाल में अभी टूर था और रुबिन जी ने और यशपाल जी सभी आए हुए थे और पीयूष जी और उस टाइम ये प्रोग्राम ना परमेश्वर ने तैयार किया हुआ था हम सबके लिए, जिसको बहुत अच्छा से प्रोग्राम सफल हुआ और 7 तारीख का लीडर मीटिंग था और उस मीटिंग को भी बहुत अच्छा तरीका से हुआ और 8 तारीख को सब काठमांडू चले गए। उसके बाद जो सेकेंड डे 8 तारीख को हमारा सुबह से लेकर 4 बजे तक प्रोग्राम था, जिसमें बहुत सारा मजदूर आए हुए थे और उन मजदूरों के साथ मीटिंग हमने 4-5 बजे तक किया, लेकिन हमें पता ही नहीं चलने दिया परमेश्वर ने कि बाहर क्या हो रहा है ना। हम लोग तो आनंद करते रहे, आनंद ही आनंद, बहुत अच्छा तरीके से प्रोग्राम हुआ, उत्साहित किए सबको।
So this month, earlier this month, there was a plan for certain believers to come visit in Nepal, like Ruben, Yashpal, and few other people that were going to visit. And so they had a fellowship on the 7th of September, which went really great. They had a great encouraging time. And then on the 8th of September also, they had a great fellowship till like 4 or 5 p.m. They were, in that fellowship meeting, and everybody was getting greatly encouraged and blessed. And they were kind of in this, their bubble. They didn't know at that time what was going on in Nepal outside, because they were in this, setting that whole day.
और जब हम सब मीटिंग से बाहर आए, तब रोड में जब निकला ना, तब पता चला कि बाहर दिन भर ऐसे क्लेश हो रहा था, मतलब रैली हो रहा था, आग लग रहा था, लोग मार रहे थे, पुलिस वाले ऐसे ऐसे सुनने को मिला, देखने को मिला रैली।
So when we were going to leave, from when the fellowship, everything got over, they started to leave that location. That's when they realized that there was, such a big, there were all these rallies and protests, and they saw that two people were burning things. And so they were unaware that all of this was happening all day that day. But once they left that fellowship location and they were going to go back to their homes, hotels, that's when they realized that something like this was going on.
और सच में ये क्यों बता रहा हूँ कि परमेश्वर ने जैसे जो वचन में लिखा, जो बातें किया है ना, जो वादा किया है, मैं ऐसे अपने कुरान तुझे सेव रखूंगा, तो सही में आत्मिक जन जो आत्मिक शून्य जब रहता है तो संसार में क्या हो रहा है पता भी नहीं चलता, परमेश्वर के आत्मा के अनुसार और ये कार्यक्रम हुआ, मैं इसमें बहुत उत्साहित हुआ क्योंकि हर एक जगह उस दिन कार्यक्रम चल रहा था, लेकिन किसी को भी पता नहीं चला, सब ने एक एक आके पर्सनल लीडर मीटिंग शुरू हुआ था हमारा छोटा सा लीडर मीटिंग, उन्होंने गवाही बताया कि हर जगह प्लेस था लेकिन किसी को पता तक नहीं चला।
And why I'm sharing this about this is because really it is so true, like it says in the scripture also how God protects his children, and he is always there watching over us, protecting us. So we really saw that manifest in our life, because that day we were completely unaware that something like this like at such a large scale was even happening, and we had no idea, but we were actually so blessed, encouraged. We were in a different realm. So really, that is what God has made available for us, and not just us in this location in Nepal where we were having fellowship, but many other leaders that live in other areas in Nepal were also having fellowship that same day. And just a day before yesterday, or just a few days ago, when Krishna uncle had a leaders meeting, they all shared their testimonies about how that day they had their meetings, their own leaders meetings in different areas, and none of them had any idea of all of these, you know, like crazy things that were happening. And they were, you know, in their the fellowship area, everybody, there was peaceful fellowship and, you know, encouraging time, blessed time that everybody had.
एक और गाय बताऊंगा, जैसे एक बच्चा था, छोटा सा बच्चा, एक महीने का बच्चा था, और उनका माँ का दूध के समय उनका ब्लीडिंग हुआ, उल्टियां, तो वो उल्टियां जो था ब्लड का था, तो उसके चलते वो घर का जो लोग था विश्वासी नहीं थे, उनकी माँ विश्वासी थी एक महीने से, तो वो घबरा गया, लेकिन हॉस्पिटल लेके गया। उसके बाद डॉक्टर ने बोला उसको कि ऐसे जिसका लीवर क्या बोलते हैं फेफड़े खराब हो चुका है, इसे फट गया है दिल भी, इसको अब कुछ नहीं कर सकता है ना, ऐसे बोल के वेंटिलेटर में रखा। और उन्होंने मुझे कॉल किया, तो बहुत रोते हुए कॉल किया, और परमेश्वर ने मेरे मन में लगाया कि नहीं आप मत रो, कि इनके छाती पे रख दो बच्चे मोबाइल, तो मैंने बच्चे को छाती पर मोबाइल कुछ नहीं रख, तो बच्चे को छाती पर उन्होंने मोबाइल रखा। उसके बाद मैंने जैसे डॉक्टर बोलते ना उल्टी बातें, इसका ये खराब हो गया, ऐसे है, वैसे है, ऐसे मैंने बोल दिया सीधा करके कि आगे दिया ये बहुत अच्छा है, इसका लीवर फेफड़े जितने भी इंद्रिया है सब कुछ अच्छा है ना, बोल दिया। तो 3 घंटे के बाद उस बच्चे को फिर वेंटिलेटर से नॉर्मल बेड में निकाला, और दूसरे दिन डिस्चार्ज भी हुआ, अभी बहुत अच्छा बच्चा।
So another testimony that I'd like to share is about a woman whose 1-month-old baby, he started throwing up blood. And she was a believer, very new believer. Nobody else in the family, I think he said that they were not really believers. And so they took the baby to the hospital. And when the doctors checked, they found out that, you know, a lot of the organs, like the liver, heart, things were not functioning properly and were damaged, like it wasn't looking good. And they started to list all the things that were wrong with the baby. And they put the baby on ventilators. And so she was very, very upset about this news, and decided to call Krishna uncle, and called him, and was crying a lot over the phone, and really sad about the situation. So Krishna uncle encouraged her, and then he was inspired and told her, okay, you put the phone on the baby's chest. And he was speaking through the phone, and then so she did that, she put the phone on his chest. So like the doctors had spoken, you know, these words that, oh, the liver is damaged, the heart is not functioning, babies, you know, all of this, the problems he was listing. So he, Krishna uncle, said that he started to say the opposite, that your baby's liver is healthy, heart is healthy, all the organs in your baby's body are functioning perfectly, and he's doing great. And, you know, spoke that blessing, spoke that those words of life over the baby. And within the next 3 hours, the baby's health significantly improved, that they could take him off the ventilators. And the next day, the baby was completely fine, that the doctor said, oh, you can take him home. So, and from that time, he's doing great. He's very healthy.
और मैं संघ सरकार बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करता हूँ, दिल धन्यवाद उनके लिए, क्योंकि उन्होंने जो बातें हमें ज्ञान नहीं था वो बातें हम तक पहुंचाया, हम सारे संसार में पहुंचाया सच्चाई की बातें, जो सच में परमेश्वर आत्मा है और आपके साथ में है और वो रिश्ते में आपका पिता लगता है, और उन्होंने आपको आधिकारिक कुर्सी पे बैठाया, आप वहां पर रह के शासन कर सकते हैं, है ना, ऐसे बोल सकते हैं जैसे एक प्रधानमंत्री है ना देश में शासन करते हैं, सारे सिपाही पब्लिक उनके हाथ में होता है, उनकी बातों के उनके इशारे पे चलना चलने का एक कानून है ना, जैसे वो प्रधानमंत्री देश में शासन करता है उसी उसी तरह हमें भी परमेश्वर ने ऐसे रखा आधिकारिक कुर्सी पर, और उस बात को बोलने के लिए जो बात परमेश्वर कहता, जैसे परमेश्वर बोलने बोलते हैं उसी तरीके से उसी भाषा में बोलने के लिए हमें उस कुर्सी पे रखा, और ये बात सच में प्रूफ है, परमेश्वर ने हमें उस कुर्सी पे रखा, वो अधिकारी आत्मा दिया और अभिषेक की आत्मा से ना, तो और प्रमाण भी दे रहे हैं कि परमेश्वर सच में जो बातें परमेश्वर रोड से वो सच है ना, ये कामों से बहुत आयत का जीवन उपलब्ध है, और सारे संसार में ऐसे प्रकट करने वाले के जीवन में परमेश्वर ने प्रूव कर दिया कि जो तुम कर रहे हो सही है, एकदम सही रास्ते पे तुम आए हो, है ना, ऐसे ही तुम करो। तो सच में धन्यवाद करते हैं संगत सर के लिए, ये अद्भुत सामर्थ की बातें हमें पता चला, आज मैं ही नहीं दुनिया में हर एक लोग इस चीज को प्रकट करके उत्साहित खुशी और आनंद जीवन जी रहे, और मैं इतना ही कहूंगा, धन्यवाद।
So I really want to thank Mr. Sangat Bains from the bottom of my heart for that he shared this amazing truth with me and so many of us, that and how like this is really the truth, that we are seated at the right hand of God, we are seated in this place of authority that God has given to us, so whatever we speak it has power, and just like our Father, our God, and also that who God is, I was made aware of this, that God is our Father, that's the relationship that we share with the Almighty God, He's your Father and He's always there with us, and just like God speaks, you know, with authority, what He says becomes, that's the same power and authority that He has given to us right now, that what we say, it has great power, it has great authority. So the same language that we can speak, just like our Father God, and we now practice that. And when we start moving in that, then this more than abundant life that God has designed for His children becomes manifest through each one of us who practices to really walk with God and move by the Spirit and do the things that He's inspiring us to do. And then He keeps us prosperous, and we become proofs that this is really true, that God is really there, the one true God. He is the Almighty God, and it's through us, through our life, that this becomes like evidence for other people to see this reality. So I'm very thankful to know this truth and to live in this. And this is what I'd like to share. God bless you all.
God bless you all. Okay, so yes, I want to thank God for this wonderful day that God has added, and I just want to thank God for bringing us back safely. Lord Krishna was sharing about how we were there and how everything happened, but God kept us safe and protected from everything else. So I have been dwelling on the fact that how protected we are and how carefully God watches over us. So I was very blessed to hear what Krishna had to share. And for me, like, we've been always hearing about how, you know, God present all the time, and how God is watching over us. So we don't see, because we walk by faith and not by sight. But when I was there in Nepal, I could very clearly see how God's protection is all around us. Like when I was in Kathmandu, the things began on the 8th of September. And we arrived on the 8th around 11 a.m. And everything like kind of started after 11 a.m. when we arrived safely on the spot. And to see everything happening around us and feel that these things have been kept away from us by the Most High God, like He is in control right now, so we don't really have to worry about whatever is going on. So it was such a relaxing thought, and plus we had stuff to do, like many things God had planned for us, so we were engaged. So it also kept us away from focusing on whatever was happening. Didn't really have to think a lot, oh, this is happening. And also the social media wasn't really working, so we could not even get all kinds of news from outside. So it very well translates to how God wants us to live. That He, there may be many things happening around us, you know, but God keeps us engaged. He keeps us busy with His words, with His thoughts, with His new desires that is always, you know, like fresh. God is giving us every day new things to do. So we're always moving in that direction. So that is why it says, we do not conform to this world, but with the renewing of your mind. So renewing of the mind is something that God has helped us, and we move in that direction. So God encourages us also. So for me, I want to share this testimony how God helped me book the flight from Kathmandu to Delhi, because I had booked the flight like from Delhi to Kathmandu, but I was thinking of coming back in another time, so I did not really book the flight to come back. And by the time I was getting ready to book, the airports had closed. Like this thing happened where everything was on a halt in Nepal. So I was wondering, okay, everybody else has the flight to go back, because there were like conversations going on that we may have to contact the Indian High Commission, the Indian Embassy, to tell them that we are stuck here in Nepal. Even though we were not stuck, we were obviously enjoying and everything, but a couple of days before we had to go, so they were talking about how we may have to talk. But I did not have any etiquette that I could show the Indian Embassy that I have to go. So at that time, we were told that, okay, the airports are going to open. So the next day the airports opened up, and the domestic flights were kind of operational. So I was very thankful. I was like, okay, God. And I kept looking online for the flight. So the flight for me to go back home, go back to Delhi, was showing very expensive. All of a sudden this flight had tripled up, like tripled amount. So I was like, okay, God, do you want me to book this? This is really expensive. God said, no. Everybody else was also like, okay, you can book right now. This is only going to get expensive. This is only going to go up. And I was at that time thinking, like, I don't want to, you know, like, do anything in haste. So God, you tell me. So God said, okay, wait for another day. And the next day, it was the 12th, we had a youth fellowship. And that day, I was inspired to look it up early in the morning. So, 12th of September, and we had to fly out from Nepal on the 11th. Oh, I'm sorry, on the 13th. So, we were having this conversation on the 11th. And I didn't book anything, but just the day before, I booked the flight. I saw the flights and I saw that there is an early morning flight. Like, not really that early in the morning, but I had to be in the airport early morning. The flight was for 8:40 a.m. and it was Bhutan Airlines. Like, I know I have flown with the Bhutan Airlines, so it's a nice airline. Better than the one that we had flown from, the airline that we took to go to Nepal. So the flight expense was like really cheap. The flight ticket was very cheap and I immediately booked the flight for myself and for another person, the youth leader from Punjab, and came down to like the same price that these people, our friends who were traveling from Delhi, they had booked the flight a couple of months before in advance. So to get that kind of price was very unlikely, and also situation was such that you were led to do like whatever you're getting, just do it, just get out of this place. So for me to be able to hear from God and to do what He is saying at that time was really encouraging to me myself, and how God showed me this perfect flight that I can book just a day before flying, and how timely it was that we all got out of the hotel and went to the airport on time, because their flight was also around the same time. And when I reached the airport, I realized that this flight is delayed by an hour, so we all were able to catch breakfast, to have breakfast on the airport and spend some more time over there and do some shopping and buy some stuff. So how easy, how smooth it is with God, that it may be the other way around for other people, but in the world, but for you, you are favored by God. Like, we all are under God's favor, His grace. So by grace, He will add things which are not heard of, you haven't thought of, things that are impossible in this world. Like, it encouraged me greatly how everything else in Nepal had to change because of things that happened. But the plan that God had made in our itinerary, there were things that should have changed. After the 8th, there were still meetings, there were still fellowships. None of the fellowships had to change, and everything happened very timely. Why? Because God had ordered it. God had planned it, and He gave a desire to somebody, one of His children, and they gave this desire back to God, and it all came to pass. And we all were partaking in the plan of God. So it didn't matter that the government was overthrown. It didn't matter that there was protest, there was a chaos outside. If God had ordered it, then heaven or earth may pass. But what God has said, it shall come to pass. So same way with the promises of God for our life. It doesn't matter how opposite the situation may look, how difficult the circumstances may be, how impossible it may sound. If God has ordered it, if God has promised it, if He has said something, then it is done. Nothing can stop it. It is God's responsibility to make it come to pass, and I will be in total agreement with God. And God's instruction for me at such a time is to rejoice, to enjoy. I can't forget the image of us enjoying musical chairs like the whole group, and then singing and dancing, and everything was happening. And outside, there was chaos. The whole city of Kathmandu was experiencing total opposite of what we were experiencing. So for me, it resonated in this manner that we truly are not of this world. So we don't give in to anything that happened in this world or how this world operates. So I'm very thankful to God, and I'm very thankful to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has sacrificed in this manner. So we get to enjoy this more than abundant life, this heavenly life on earth. And thankful to Mr. Sangat Bains and his wonderful family, who has brought out this truth so easily, so effortlessly, and are living such great examples. And I want to thank all the teachers God has put in my life. I want to thank everybody, and that's all I'm going to share. My heart's desire is to see great outreach in my country, such as Nepal. I want to see youth leaders rise up and speak for God. I want to see this truth, the word of truth, prevail in all corners of the world, and I want to share the word of God to those people who have not heard it yet, such as should be saved. So that's all I'm going to share. God bless you all.